Gal Berkey was just saying you blokes are looking really old.
thanks, Berkey.
Yeah, that's right.
Certainly our performance on Friday night wasn't a good one at all. There wasn't a player in the team who can probably hold his head up after that one, which is disappointing, but thanks for your time again this week.
No, actually, he wasn't saying that. But I expected more from you guys last Friday night. I thought it was a big occasion. Your 300th, you know, Cronulla needed to strike back against a powerhouse, which is Brisbane. I thought the stage was set for a big bounce.
Yeah, it was, without a doubt. It was, and that's the way we prepared for it too. But unfortunately, it didn't turn out that way for us. And, you know, a lot of credit's got to go to Brisbane. I thought they played really good. I thought they just controlled the game well. They handled obviously what we threw at them, but our discipline and not only our handling but our penalties, you know, gave them plenty of opportunities and they made the most of it, you know. And I think when it comes down to us, I think Brisbane were good, but I think we were really, really poor. And I think if you take 3 1-on-1 missed tackles, which, you know, you back our guys to make most weeks, it sort of comes back to 2 tries all, and then we are right in the game, you know, as bad as we did play, but it wasn't to be, and, you know, we didn't handle it well at all. The occasion as well, we didn't handle it well at all, and, you know, it was a disappointing loss, but, you know, rest assured all your Sharks fans were out there working hard to fix it.
Cause for concern, though, Gal, you know, with only, you know, 3 weeks away from final series, it's the small things, as you mentioned then, a couple of one-on-ones, a couple of drop balls. How do you clean them up within a week's
time? Yeah, that's been an issue for us all year, the discipline, and I think it's how we fix it up. If we knew, it wouldn't be happening. But we're certainly working hard at training still. We're doing everything right there. We're saying all the right things, doing all the right things. And I think we've proved this year when we can control the ball and be a disciplined side, we can beat anyone. We did that, you know, a couple of times. Melbourne, Canberra, the Roosters, when we put 40 on them, rings a bell. But so, all the right, the recipe's there to do the right thing. We've just got to make it happen. And, finishing that top four is absolutely crucial for us. And that's why we need to win at least 2 of these next 3 going in there to finish that top four. And once you get in that top four, you know, you've only got to turn it on for a few games and you can win the competition.
It hasn't been done since 92-93. I don't think anyone's under an illusion how difficult it is actually to go back-to-back. Is the physical demands of winning a premiership and trying to back it up go when everyone comes out every week and guns for the premiers? Is it starting to tell?
No, it's been like that all year. And I think we've scraped having a lot of good wins. You're right. It's 100%. You know, everyone does aim up against the premiers. But I think what we've got to handle is the hype around it, the talk that, you know, you guys are talking right now. Back-to-back hasn't been done in 30 years. And just all the talk about it, all the attention we get in the paper, we probably didn't have that last year. And that's something we've got to handle more than the physical side of things. I mean, we're rugby league players. We've trained, you know, 10 or 11 months a year to prepare for the physical side of it. So I think it's more the mental side of it and the preparation. Going into games, we've got to handle a little bit better. But, physically, we can mix it with anyone.
Well, mate, you've got the Cowboys coming up for you. It's there on a bit of a slide at the moment. But we love talking about the games and what's happening out there. But there always are issues outside the game. And the biggest one at the moment is the Hain v. Henry saga. Now, you've captained Jared Hain. How is this playing out? Who wins, who loses in this whole saga? And what happens to Jared Hain?
Look, I'll take a bit of a different approach to it. I think the club loses, and I think everyone else loses. I mean, this is a team sport. It's not about one player or about one coach. It's about the team and the team results and the team cohesion. And if I was them, I'd be sitting them both in a room and telling them, nut it out and fix you. You know, get over your egos, and this is a team sport. Fix it up. And if it is untenable, well, one of them's got to go, and that's up to the club to decide, you know, who better suits the club or what is the better look for the club. And I'm a bit more old school than Jared and you know, new players these days. The coach is the boss, and you do what he says is my attitude. And I've always wanted to play for my coach. I've never had any issues with wanting to go out there and bust myself for any coach I've ever had. So it's a different situation for me, but I think it's a terrible look for the Titans and not a good look for the game in general. I mean, as I said, this is a team sport. It's all about your team and your team results. And look, their season's over this year. They can't make the 8, obviously, but they need to sort out pretty quick going into pre-season, and they need to start preparing for the 2018 season, so they need to sort it out.
How did you, Gal, as a captain, manage the players? How did you manage Jared Hain, say, through your Origin campaigns.
Well, they won in 2014 on his back.
That makes it easy.
Well, that's a big comment. But, I mean, he was an integral part of your victory in 2014.
Yeah, he was great. And obviously, you know, being in Origin's a little bit of a different beast because you're in there, you're a wannabe in there, you're selected to be there, and you're the best players in your position at the time. So you're all focused on the one common goal, and you're all driven towards that. You know, together, and obviously that's what happens at the club level as well. But when they're this time of year, when they can't make the semi-finals, the attitude isn't the same for all of them. And you know, for some reason, one reason or another, they've come to blows them two up there. But I think there's a little bit more to it. I heard Endersley on the TV last night saying that there's more to it. It's a complex situation. Mm. So I think there could be a little bit more to it than just Jarrod Hayne and the coach. Because I'd certainly be disappointed if it was only them two button heads and they couldn't sort it out.
Yeah.
For the good of the team and for the good of the club, you'd think that two egos wouldn't affect it that much. But, look, that's just my thought.
I know it's more complex than this, Gal, but shouldn't you want to get out there and bust your ass for yourself first? And
yeah,
then, you know, 100%. You know, and then if you're doing the right thing by your teammates and then your coach and then, yeah, the board and then the fans sort of thing.
Yeah, without a doubt, you've got to... You can't let yourself. First of all, one thing as a footy player you don't want to do is let your teammates down. That's the most important thing. And the only way you let your teammates down is if you let yourself down. You know, you've got to go out there and own your bit of the field, and every little battle you have on the field, try to win it. And that's the individual side of it. But if you do that, you win those little battles, it goes a hell of a long way to, you know, the team's performance and the team results. So, I'm with you on that one. And as I said earlier, I've never had an issue with going out there and wanting to bust myself for the coach and for the team. And obviously, at the end of that, you don't let yourself down as well. So this whole situation, as I said, it's a bad look for the Titans. And I think they really need to sort it out. The quicker they sort it out, the better the look for everyone.
No doubt.
Very much so.
No doubt.
Mate, Chris, a quick one. How do you stem the run of losses? You go up to the Cowboys this week. What's going to be the call? They're under pressure too.
Yeah, they're under pressure. They've got some injuries too, the Cowboys. For us, it's about our defence. You know, we're a tough defensive side. We like to think we were the best defensive side all year up until 2 weeks ago, and we've let that slip a long way the past few weeks. So it comes back down to our defence, and for me, defence is an attitude. You can't teach guys how to tackle. You're either going to want to put their head in a spot that hurts or they don't, and we haven't done that well the past couple of weeks, so we need to get back to that, just putting our bodies in front, not letting them bend their line backwards, and make our one-on-one tackles when we need to make them. And if we can do that, you know, and obviously be disciplined, we'll be a good shot to win the game and get our season back on track.
And good news that Thurston's back this weekend too.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Only joking.
No, no, you aren't, mate.
And, well, it's a big one too because Michael Morgan unfortunately got that bad concussion. They were as brave on Saturday night against Penrith as I've seen in any team for a long time. The Cowboys?
Yeah, they've been outstanding this year. Honestly, Thurston, I know he's out for the season, but he missed a lot of their earlier games. And there hasn't been a game this year they haven't been in, I don't think. They are brave. They compete on every play, which is what you want from your players. Obviously, just with Thurston out, they haven't had that last bit of creativity or polish to finish games off. So, fingers crossed, you know, it'd be a good game out there for us. We can, you know, fight tooth and nail with them for the win and obviously come out on top at the end of the day.
Good on you, Gal. Thanks for that.
Thanks, boys. See you later.